Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. My name is Bill Paravano, and on these podcasts, we go over different topics and challenges individuals are having with chronic knee pain. This week is going to be another Q&A where we're going to go over questions that have been emailed in to us, and I'm going to go over here and give my perspective on how I would approach the situations that the individuals are experiencing with knee pain. Of course, I'm going to give my standard disclaimer before I start. And of course, all the information here is based on that nothing is broken or torn in the knee. If something is broken or torn, it's important that you go to your doctor, or you have a knee injury, you go to your doctor, you verify that nothing is broken or torn. And then at that point, the approaches that I would suggest would be beneficial for someone that would like to address chronic knee pain without the use of prescription drugs, painkilling shots, or surgery. And when we're looking at knee pain, when you're looking at chronic knee pain especially, it's important to get a bird's eye view as well as zoom in at the same time. Have that dual view of what's happening in the knee as well as what's happening in the rest of the body. So that is getting the housekeeping out of the way. Now I'm going to go on to the first question. It's from Gemma. It says, about 3 months ago, I fell from six and a half feet and landed on my knee on a metal clamp on my scooter. I'm not in pain all the time, but even if I tap my knee, I'm in agony for about an hour, and my knee swells up and feels like it's filled with water. If you fell on both knees at the same time, if you feel both knees at the same time, you can feel a big difference between them. It feels like I have a fractured kneecap. Haven't been to the doctors or the hospital. I don't really want to, but if I have to, I will. Please help. Thanks in advance, Gemma. Okay, Gemma, that's really the approach you need to go on. You need to look at what's going on there. It's difficult. Of course, you want to do your standard therapy, which is your RICE therapy, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. And that is going to be your best bet in terms of addressing the situation you have until the doctor takes a look at it. However, without knowing what's going on, if you haven't had the X-ray, the CT scan, the MRI to verify that your kneecap is in fact broken, then there's not a whole lot I'm going to be able to offer in terms of my approach, whether it be exercise or stretching or any of the other things. Definitely breathing will help. And of course, I get into that in my various programs, how important breathing is to relaxing the tension in the nervous system. But at this point, Gemma, your best bet is going to be get to the hospital, get to the emergency room, have your doctor take a look at it. That's a heck of a fall, falling 6.5 feet onto the metal clamp of your scooter. So, ooh. Anyways, okay. The next question is from Mavella. And please, I want to know the solution to someone who has bow legs, and continuous knee pain. What can I do to reduce the pain? Please help me. Well, Mavella, really what you're looking at as far as when the legs are bowed out, you're looking at a tension pattern. Regardless. And now, when I speak of tension patterns, majority of the context of the tension patterns that I'm talking about is in regards to a knee injury. you've fallen on it, like Gemma, or you've twisted it, or you've jarred it in some way. It's been hit in some way. And the body takes on a tension pattern. The nervous system takes on a tension pattern to protect the leg from being injured further. And what happens is it's functional for the injury. It's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life and function without the pain, the discomfort, the tension, whatever the case may be. However, in the case of bow legs, many times what happens is there can be tension patterns that are taken on from birth. And it's very important to understand this, that all of our experiences in our lives can affect how we hold ourselves, how we stand, how we sit, how we sleep, how we move, how we drive, how we talk to other people. All of these have an effect on who we are. And in situations like bow legs, you can have these tension patterns from a birth trauma. It can take place from an injury when you were under 5 years old. All of these things can perpetuate. And regardless of where the tension pattern comes from, whether it be a birth trauma, whether it be an injury, whether it be you're twisting your knee, that it still breaks down to five components that contribute to the knee pain a person feels. You're looking at water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. And, of course, the water, make sure you have enough, or make sure you don't have too much, because that can also be the case as well. Nutrition, that has been one of the biggest eye-openers for me in the past few years, is how hugely important nutrition plays in how the body feels. Excuse me. You are what you eat. You've heard that saying. And what happens is the body is comprised, it's made up of the food that we put in ourselves. And if that food is not the right fuel for our body, it can cause a whole host of tension patterns that manifest. So, you know, there's water, there's nutrition, there's exercise. One more note on food is that you can actually eat food that causes tension in your body, that causes problem, that causes swelling and inflammation. You can do exercises that cause swelling and inflammation in your body. If you don't understand how to do the exercises properly, or if you are doing the proper exercises, you're doing the exercises properly, they're just not the proper exercises. That if you're strengthening the wrong aspect of your structure, it can cause other problems. The next piece is stretching. And it's important to stretch in the manner that is appropriate for your body. You don't want to stretch what's loose. You don't want to stretch tension patterns that cause more instability in your knees. So that plays a huge role. And breathing. You're looking at tension in the nervous system. How the fight, flight, or freeze response your body has to situations is not causing the problems in your knees. So, I get into great detail in my virtual clinic. I talk about this a lot in my virtual clinic on how important all of these different aspects are and what you can begin to do. I have specific videos that show you how to address those different tension points in the knee. and how to stretch those different areas in your legs and how to strengthen the specific spots in your legs. So that's really important. And of course, the more details I get in a question, the better I'm able to answer that question. So, Novella, hopefully that helps. And if it doesn't, shoot me another email. So, okay. We have a question from Stacy. I have been running, walking about 9 miles a week, plus weight training 3 days a week. 2 days ago, my workout went well. I had no knee pain during the workout, but calf tightness. In fact, the calf tightness has been present for about a week. Then 24 hours after the workout, my knee began hurting on the posterior side. It is extremely tender to the touch, slightly swollen, and hurts mostly when pushing off from the ball of my foot. Can you help advise me what to do? I leave for a beach vacation today and intended to continue running and walking on the beach while away from home, but I don't want to further an injury. Ice has helped slightly, and I'm already on Mobic for chronic pain relief. Thanks for any help you can give. Okay, Stacy, I definitely stretch the calf. If you have calf tightness can be a number of different issues. You can have, we normally think of the knee bending forward and backward. You straighten the leg out, we bend it, bend the heel to our butt. However, the bones, the relationship of the bones in the upper leg to the bones in the lower leg can shift slightly. They can shift forward and backward. They can shift side to side. They can rotate, and they can hold a tension pattern apart and together. And when you're looking at those tension patterns, that affects the reference point where the tendon attaches into the bone. And you could think of it like a big rock, and you have a lever. And if you want to move that big rock, and you have the lever underneath, the further away you have the lever from the rock, it's going to be more difficult to move that big rock. However, the closer the lever that you move to the rock, the easier it's going to be to pry the rock. And it's the same thing with the muscles in your body. We can have spasms and tension and tightness as a result of these minute shifts in the bones in our legs. So you can have something going on in your knee, and you can have something going on in your ankle that causes the reference of your Achilles tendon by your ankle and the insertion of the muscle in back of the knee to cause problems in the knee as well as your calf tightness. And of course, if you go into a situation where you're working out, it exaggerates that pattern. It makes it more pronounced because now you're really stressing the body in that already tight situation, and then your nervous system is already amped up. That fight, flight, or freeze aspect of your nervous system is already amped up because of the tightness. And what happens is it can cause the issues in the knee. So I definitely stretch out the calf. That's going to help. However, what needs to be addressed is looking at those tension patterns within the knee. And I get into that. I have videos in my virtual clinic that I show exactly how to relax those tension patterns. And once again, I mean, we're on a conference call here. We're on a telephone call here, so it's going to be very difficult for me to explain how to do that. However, hopefully I've painted a decent enough picture where you'll get an idea and understand about that. So, okay. We are on to Sue's question. Hi there. I'm interested in your solutions to knee pain, but I'm not sure it covers what I have. I have a large cyst behind my knee. They call it a Baker cyst. It has been seen by doctors, and I have had the knee operation where they go in with microscopic surgery to fix it. It didn't work. It's not so much that I experience a lot of knee pain, but I cannot do a lot of physical stuff as my knee swells up, and then I do get pain. The doctors say there is no more that they can help to do, but I would love to feel that my legs are strong again. Best regards, Sue. Well, Sue, I understand what I have seen in terms of knee pain, and this is across the board. Everybody wants to think that their knee pain situation is special, or they've had a situation where their knees are unique and different unto everyone else's. And I find that that thinking, that mentality gets in our way of getting over what's going on with the knees. I've experienced severe knee pain myself. I blew out my left knee. I dislocated it 4 times. Now, there are probably a fraction of a percent of knee injuries that would have been worse than mine. And I certainly don't want to one-up anybody. However, with pain being that severe, if I was able to change what was going on in my body, in my life, to get my knee out of that place where it functions normally, where I'm able to kneel for an indefinite period of time, aside from my legs just falling asleep, anyone else can do it. It's that belief. What is getting in the way of that, making that a reality? And what I've found is that it falls into 5 different categories. If you look at 5 categories, water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing, and the people that my system does not work for, of course, other than something being broken or torn, are the people who think they already know that they've done everything or that it's not going to work. And to me, that is not the system not working. That is the beliefs not working. There's something, I refer to it as inner game. You need to change the thinking, the perspective on what's going on. The body is no different than anything else in nature, anything else in the universe. If something sits there long enough in the body, if you have waste products that sit in the leg long enough in back of the knee, it's going to start to, especially in a dehydrated situation, it's going to start to rot, putrefy, swell, situations like that. It doesn't matter what it is, what you have that's in nature, if you set it out long enough, it's going to start smelling and rotting and attracting flies. And I'm talking about nature. I'm not talking about artificial, man-made, plastic, synthetic stuff. So your body is made up of these things. And if you have a kink in your system, if there's tension in your leg, you're going to get things stuck in the knee that's going to cause problems. The body can't clean itself out if there's not enough water. If you're eating a poor diet, your body can't heal what's going on in the knees. So it swells, and it develops what they call a Baker cyst. Yes, they could go in there and cut out the Baker cyst. They could drain it. Yet, the only thing that they've done is taken out that swollen, inflamed piece of tissue. The underlying issue is not being addressed. There's an imbalance in the body. You have to look at strength. You have to look at strength. Building up the tendon and ligament strength in the knee to establish stability. You have to look at stretching. Get the body loose and relaxed so it has room and space to flush itself out when you drink enough water and when you eat the proper foods. And you have to look at breathing, because in order to do the stretching and the strengthening properly, you have to breathe. You can't build up tension in the body while you're doing an exercise and expect it to feel better. So, Sue, I hope I didn't burst your bubble. However, it's important to understand these concepts, to zoom out and get that bird's eye view like I was talking about at the beginning. If you don't have the bird's eye view, then it's going to seem like everything in your knee has no pattern, has no purpose. It's just coming out of the blue, and you're a victim of what's going on in your knee, and that's not the case. Anyone with knee pain can empower themselves by understanding these concepts and principles from a bird's eye view and then implementing them by forming habits on a daily basis. Simple habits. Changing drinking water the first thing in the morning. Simple habit. So, okay, on to the next question. My mom has severe knee pain. She is 58. Doctors say replace the knees. What do you do? Samir, give me more information. That's not a whole lot. Doctors are not going to say much else. It's like anything else. Everyone sees the world through the lenses that they've put on. Doctors are going to say surgery. If you ask a military general how to go into a country, they're going to say, do a military landing and take over the airport and do all the military functions. If you ask somebody from Greenpeace or another organization how to get into a country, and they're going to give you a completely different answer because they have a different view on things. And it's very much the same way with your knees. Now, I say your mother look at her diet, mother look at how much water she's drinking. And when I say look at her diet, there's so many people that are actually eating foods that they've ate their entire lives, myself included. I'm guilty as all get out of eating foods that were counterproductive to my body's being able to heal itself. And to change that is not necessarily that easy. You have to look at the fact that grains and dairy cause inflammation in the body. Now, there are a few select people who have the ability to digest grains and dairy. However, majority of the world's population are not. And when you look at the studies, check out the book, The Paleo Diet, by Dr. Lauren Cordain on my website, thekneepainguru.com. And you're going to see the statistics. It's studies that have been done by scientists, PhDs. Yet, when there's big money involved in the dairy farmers and agriculture, big agriculture, of course. Everybody should have so many servings of grain and so many servings of dairy per day. Yet, stop to take a step back, get that bird's eye view, and look what happens to your body when you eat these things. You have to look at the statistics of what's going on as far as the research that have been done. This was interesting. I just heard about this the other day. There was a big study. It was called a book called The China Study. And it was by a guy who was condoning being a vegan. And the determination was that meat causes cancer. And you get into the details of the study and you find out that the source that he was doing the experiment on, that he was feeding mice that developed the cancer, was a protein derived from milk. So, of course, it has inflammatory properties in milk. So when you start feeding it to the mice, they're going to display the same type of characteristics that would cause cancer. Yet, you're really looking at dairy and wheat. So I highly, highly suggest looking at that book, The Paleo Diet. It's very insightful, very telling as far as how we can begin to take control of our lives. So, okay, got a question from Sam. So, dear sir, thank you for your valuable advice. I do cycling for 10 minutes every day. What is the maximum time period one should cycle when you have osteoarthritis of one knee and hip joint, and should be done only once in a day, or should it be done once in a day or otherwise? Which time is more effective, and even if you have little pain in the knee, can you do cycling? Besides, I would be very grateful if you could tell me if I can walk 1 hour daily. Will it affect my knee adversely? My doctor has advised me not to overuse my legs so as not to pressurize the knee. If I walk for a half an hour, I get little pain in my knee. Thanks and best regards. Okay, well, here's the answer. I would exercise based on the fact that it doesn't hurt. If you cycle and it's causing pain immediately, I would definitely not cycle. If you walk and you're getting knee pain, then I would definitely not do that, especially if you have osteoarthritis. The reason why the knee and the hip has osteoarthritis is odds are there was some sort of injury, something, a tension pattern that the body was holding on to that's compromising the joint in the knee and the joint in the hip. So I believe that the osteoarthritis is going to go away when you reestablish the integrity of the joint, when you recreate that space. And that's very easily done. As a matter of fact, I do believe I have videos on not only the knee. Actually, this month I'm going to be posting videos on how to address the tension in the ankles and the feet. And in the past, I've posted, there's information up in the virtual clinic about hip and lower back stuff. So it's all very much connected, and it's all very much a part of what affects your knee. You can't isolate one part of your body without it affecting the rest of it. So when you cycle, I would definitely use what is referred to as toe clips or clipless pedals. This is where the foot is attached to the pedal. And so when you cycle, you're getting the full range of motion of the knee. You're not just pulling up, or you're not just pushing down. You're making the feet go like a circle. And when you go like a circle like that, it allows the leg to get a full workout and really does a good job. There was a few years back, it was after my knee surgery, I did a cross-country bicycle trip, which really did amazing, really helped my knees out a lot. And I was cycling between 60 and 90 miles per day, 5 to 6 days a week. So it was pretty significant as to the amount of time I was spending on a bicycle. And my knees felt really good while I was doing that. So I continue cycling if it doesn't hurt. I would not walk if it's causing you any pain, and I would look into the virtual clinic and see what you can do to reestablish the integrity of that joint to help what's going on with your knees, with your knee, with your hip. It's going to help. Okay. Next question. Doesn't have a name. It says, Bill, I have arthritis in the knees. I have had my cartilage removed in 1976 due to playing football. Since my knees have been getting worse by the year, Now I live in Russia and the winters are hell, where sometimes I have trouble walking. I don't know if all the pain is due to the arthritis or could it be some old problems with the knees. I have hardly run since the operation, operations, three of them, choosing to swim or riding a bike is exercise. At present, I am not exercising too much, but would like to get more active. Does your system help with arthritis in the knees? Absolutely. Once again, it goes down to those principles. Now, I will tell you, though, that when you get into extreme cold, the body just has a natural response to cold, and it gets tense. So it's important to wear plenty of clothing, of course, especially on your knees. You want to keep your knees warm. And there are a few things that I personally like that you can use to support that. There's MSM and glucosamine, which will support the knee joint health. It's very important. However, it's important to stay away from certain painkillers, NSAIDs specifically, that will prevent the absorption of those types of supplements in the knee joint. So, once again, the arthritis, by definition, arthritis is just the inflammation and swelling and irritation in the joint. And when that arthritis sits there long enough, it begins to wear away at the joint. It begins to eat away at the joint. And I've one of the first podcasts that I did, I went into the arthritis piece where I was talking about how the when the joint is compromised, the joint squeezes together tighter. There's pain in the joint, so the joint naturally tenses up. Well, when it tenses up, it squeezes out the water. It squeezes out the fluid. So now it's too tight for the fluid to get in there to flush out the joint, to clean out the waste products that are created by the irritation that has been caused in the joint. And this situation just perpetuates itself. The more tension, the more stress, the tighter the joint gets, the less that the joint is able to flush itself out, and it can begins a degeneration process. So once again, the first thing I do is start with I refer to it as the passive stretching exercises in the virtual clinic, which begins to create space in the joint. It begins to create more room for the joint to be able to flush itself out. Now when you're drinking water, it's going to be more effective. And the water is going to be able to get into the joint and clean itself out. At the same time, when you clean up your diet and you're eating the proper foods, now your body can begin to repair the damaged tissues, the damaged cells. So it begins to be a process. And then, of course, you want to hit it with the proper strengthening exercises, which are going to strengthen the joint so the joint isn't sloppy. So, anyhow, yeah, I definitely believe that arthritis can be dealt with my program. So, you nameless person, I will, if that, hopefully that answers your question. Hopefully I'll see you in a virtual clinic. Okay, I got a question here from James. Thanks a lot for your help. I've been using your ebook and I'm still on level one exercises, which is because I'm being very careful, and the reason is my meniscus / cartilage is not fully healed yet. The knee does not hurt anymore, and I am getting good night's sleep. excellent. I am walking with ease now, and I've been looking into the paleo book and taking good dietary hints from it. The book is good but impractical for modern-age hunter-gatherers myself. The kangaroos are getting faster. I am getting slower. But I can buy kangaroo meat at the local meat market. The main thing is that diet plays a big part for our well-being. I know that. I will fully recover in a few months' time. But knee is one body part that wants to let you forget that it must be taken care of. As you had said yourself, what is broken must be healed first before to exercise it in earnest. I'm glad that I ignored the doctor's advice. How long did it take you to get to that level of fitness that you enjoy in these days? Just curious. James. Okay, James, I see you have a sense of humor. This is great. I had my surgery. I blew up my knee first time in December of 98, and I ignored everything for about 6 months. I finally dislocated my knee the last time in May of 1999. I had surgery in June of 99, and I probably, I would have went into the fall of 99 with the physical therapy and everything. And then it probably wasn't until sometime in 2000 that I started resuming somewhat normal activities. Now, I had dislocated my left knee 4 times. It wasn't just an injury and I went to the doctor and the doctor told me what to do or did the surgery. It was went over a 6-month period of time. And I injured it multiple times, and it was extremely painful. So I did a lot of damage to it. So it was in 2000 I did my first cross-country bicycle trip. So I rode from Cleveland, Ohio, to Chicago, Illinois, to Louisville, Kentucky, and back up to Cleveland. So that's a pretty good trip. I think it was like 1,200 miles or something like that. So that was in spring of 2000. So it was within 9 months to a year that I was able to really start getting back and doing things. And that long bike trip really did amazing, had amazing results on my knee. And then, of course, in 2001, I did another cross-country bicycle trip where I rode from Seattle, Washington to the Kentucky-West Virginia border before I got the flu. However, so that kind of give you an idea, I was getting back up to speed, and it probably was 9 months before I was actually doing things that were pretty what I consider normal again. 6 to 9 months, I'd say. So it gives you an idea. So, James, if you have any other questions, just go ahead and shoot me an email. So, okay, here's a question from Uma. Bill, I've been going through your emails. My problem is different from the rest. Okay, Uma. I'll refer to you to Sue. Maybe you and Sue can talk later. There's no injury as such. My doctors have been telling me that my knees need a replacement as the cushioning part between the knees is gone, and thus the knees are so painful. I've been through a harrowing time with terrible knee pain, and uric acid in the blood is also high. I had an arthroscopy done in June of 2009. Last year, due to severe diarrhea, water accumulated in my knee. It has taken me almost a year to come to normal with 10% of pain even now. The recovery took place slowly by doing a certain set of exercises regularly taught by my physio. Tell me, with your set of exercises, can knee replacement be avoided, and will the lubricant grow again in the knee joint? Please advise sincerely. Hoping to hear from you soon. Uma. Okay, Uma. I'm going to have to burst your bubble like Sue's. Your situation is not unique. As far as the uric acid in the blood, you got to look at the diet, the paleo diet. And that's what needs to happen is a net alkaline state needs to be had in the body. And if you're eating foods that are causing an acidic state, namely grains and dairy, that is going to cause lots of problems, cause the acidic state. So the approach with the paleo diet is you remove the grains and the dairy, which cause an acidic state, eat lots of fresh fruits, vegetables, and lean meats, as well as nuts and seeds, which, the lean meat for your, whatever it is for your body size, and which meat is acidic. However, when you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, which are very alkalizing, the amount of fruits and vegetables that you eat gives you a net alkaline state in the body, which allows your body to heal. And a lot of that acidic state sits in the knee joint and causes the pain that you're experiencing. The cushioning part between the knees is gone because the joint has been compromised from an injury, from tension, from not exercising properly, whatever it is, and getting the proper exercise, you reestablish that tension in the body. I go back to what I've been saying today. The lubrication in the joint can come back when you drink enough water. The lubrication is created by the water you drink. And it's not coffee, it's not tea, it's not pop, it's not soda, it's not any of those things. That does not count as water. What counts as water is water. And it's important you have the proper amount for your body. What I've seen when people follow, when clients follow the program, they get amazing results. I've been working with a client. It was just under 2 months from the day she agreed to work with me, and she was able to run again. And she was ecstatic. She said she was almost in tears. And I was so pleased because she threw out everything she thought she knew. Well, almost. There was a few things we needed to talk about. However, she was able to throw out those things that she thought she knew. She came to the program, to the one-on-one coaching program with me, with an open mind, willing to try, understanding that everything that she had tried before wasn't working. And she let go of those concepts and let go of those ideas and was willing to try these things, and the results started happening. And each week, it was like these huge gains and these huge insights. And a lot of times, it's not even so much of a physical thing as undoing those old belief systems and patterns. And once we get the inner game cleaned up, the outer game happens really fast. The knee pain goes away almost instantly because now you've created the conditions to make getting out of knee pain inevitable. It's really simple. It's not very complex, and there aren't any unique situations. You can have a more of a severe knee injury than others. However, we're all pretty much the same. We're all human. We all have joints that are very similar. Some may be bigger, some may be littler, some may be stronger, some may be weaker in certain ways. Some may be tighter, some may be more flexible. However, it comes down to basic things. We all need water, we all need food, we all need exercise, we all need to stretch, and we all need to breathe. So if that doesn't get as basic as possible to make getting out of knee pain inevitable, if you do that in the proper combination, in the proper order, there is nothing else except your body to do except to heal your knees. Nothing else. You set the proper conditions and the body will take care of itself. It knows how to do it. It knows how to pump blood. The heart knows how to pump blood. You don't have to wake up in the morning and tell it to. Your lungs know how to transfer oxygen to the blood. Your body knows how to digest food. If it's given the proper food, it knows how to digest food. Your body knows what to do when you sleep. If you can sleep, if your nervous system isn't too hyped up, these are all basic human functions. And if we get too focused on the symptom and give it a label, we lose the bigger picture. We don't understand the bigger picture, what's going on. And as a result, it seems like there's always a new fire to chase or to put out. Oh, I have patella tendonitis. Oh, I have a Baker's cyst. Oh, I have osteoarthritis. Oh, I have all of these things. And it's not to say that these are not important. They're absolutely important. What's most important is where it hurts in your knee. I don't need to know the diagnosis. I don't even need to see an x-ray. As long as nothing is broken or torn, and you give me accurate feedback, we're able to go to that specific spot in your knee and start creating comfort through exercise, through stretching, through breathing, through water, and through nutrition. Simple. It doesn't need to be complex. And there are no situations that are unique. So, Uma, hopefully I didn't burst your bubble either. Maybe I did. And it's okay, because sometimes the bubbles need to be burst. Sometimes you need that splash of cold water to go, oh, wow, this is not real. This is not the reality. There is a different reality to all of this. And if I understand this new reality, my life is infinitely better. And that's what I want to convey. That's what I want to share, is the fact that there is a different reality. There's a new reality. And we don't have to buy into our stories that make that old reality real. Because the old reality isn't real. It's not working. It hasn't been working. Look at the statistics. Look at what's happening. There's more people with knee injuries now than ever. There's more people with arthritis than ever. Knee pain was, I saw a statistic not too long ago that was saying that knee pain was going to be like in number two in terms of surgeries done. But before hearts. And if you get your diet cleaned up and you get your water cleaned up, I bet the heart stuff is going to go away too. So you're doing, your whole body is going to benefit from looking at this approach. So, okay. The last question is from Tice. I was surfing the web today and found your website about your book, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. I just recently had ACL surgery, May 20th of this year, on my left knee. Tore my ACL when I was 15 in high school during a game of handball. I am 22 and now only was able to afford to do the surgery. I started physical therapy 2 weeks ago. I can walk slowly on my own without my crutches for a couple of minutes, but I always feel my knee heavy and swollen, and it hurts to bend it forward or backward. Since the day before yesterday, I have been feeling a pain in the back of my knee whenever I'm walking or just standing up. I bought your ebook and was wondering if I can do all the exercises or if I should wait and take it easy for a few more days, because it's been only 22 days since the surgery. Thank you, Tice. Okay. If I remember correctly, and of course this is going to be a call from your doctor as to the exercises you can do, they had me doing physical therapy the day after my surgery. Now, I had an orthopedic surgeon from the University of Louisville sports teams. It was Dr. John Ellis that had done the surgery on my left knee, and he did a great job. He did a wonderful job. I wouldn't have been able to get to the place that I'm at as far as physically and being able to figure a lot of this stuff out if I didn't have two fully functional knees. So I do have to give him a lot of credit for that. And he had me do physical therapy. Those were the instructions. Or that was like after I got out of surgery and I was coming to, they're like, well, you got to do leg raises and you got to do these other things the very next day. So I had my surgery on a Thursday, I believe, and then on Friday they had me doing the beginning of physical therapy. Now, that was painful as all get out, and it felt like I was tearing things in my knee. However, that's the idea. What they wanted was not for the leg to atrophy, which was start to shrink. And even as I was doing the exercises as much as I possibly could, the leg still started swelling, and my left leg looked like a pencil compared to my right leg. So that's really a call your doctor is going to have to say. I can just share from my experiences of what I did. I think the big thing you can do now and focus on as far as your knees would be to get your water and your nutrition correct, because a lot of the swelling and inflammation that are in your knees can be helped with a diet. And then, of course, I'd look at some other things. I have it on my website. Some of the products that I recommend are, it's called Tremeal. It's a homeopathic that you could put topically on the knee, as well as sublingually, where you take it underneath your tongue. And that has been a saving grace for me many times, aside from my knee injury, also with other injuries that I had in sports over the past 20-some years that I was involved in martial arts. So that is definitely something that I would look at. So when you are doing the exercises, based on your doctor's feedback, I do a lot of the swinging, the leg swinging exercises, and drink water while you're doing it, because that's going to help flush it out. You know, your lymphatic system plays a huge part in your body's ability to clean itself out. So that is the wrap-up for the questions for this week. We'll have more again next week. And I thank you so much for being here, and have a wonderful day.